Week 1, Friday, Lords. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. What was it that you did, St. Joseph, that was so remarkable? There's not a trace of furniture you made. And let us face the fact, the child you reared was not a brat to balk at orders, though to his fiat the universe began to be. What place could you expect with heroes, then, who grace our calendar? Your life was pretty flat. Yet there you are, next only to your wife, on whose decision everything depends. But isn't that the point? The deeds don't count. It's purity of heart that will amount to something in God's world and win us friends. We need not fear obscurity of life. Master, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, dear God, in your kindness. In the abundance of your mercy, please erase my wrongs. Wash off all my immorality and scour away all my sins. Yes, I admit that I have done wrong, and my sin is always there before my eyes. And it was you, only you, that I sinned against. I did what was evil in your sight, and you were right to speak up and justified in condemning me. I was even born in vice. My mother conceived me in sin. I know that what you want is truth in my heart, and in the depths of my being you reveal your wisdom. Please, take the sacred herb and shower me, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me hear sounds of joy and happiness, and then the bones you broke will be whole again. Please turn your face away from my sins and wipe out all my vices. And then create a clean heart for me, my God, and put a faithful spirit in me once again. Please do not throw me out of your presence or deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me back the joy of your protection and nurture a generous attitude in me. And then I will teach rebels your ways and sinners will return to you. So take away the guilt of this bloodshed, my God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing full-throated of your virtue. Yahweh, please open up my lips so that my mouth will proclaim your praises. It is not sacrifice you want, or I would give it. You do not find pleasure in burnt offerings. Sacrifices to God are broken spirits. A broken, remorseful heart is what you will not spurn, my God. Please, in your kindness, show favor to Zion and build Jerusalem's walls again. And then you will take pleasure in the proper sacrifice with burnt offerings and holocausts. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar. All God's children will celebrate the Master's gift of victory. Song, Isaiah 45:15-25. Your God is a God who is invisible, the God of Israel, its Savior. Yes, and people who defy him are humiliated and disgraced. Those who carve images are routed in disarray. And Israel has been set free by Yahweh, set free forever. You will never be humiliated or disgraced for all eternity, because this is what is said by Yahweh, the creator of heavens, who is God, the one who made the earth and molded it and set it on its base, and did not create it to be empty, but designed it to be lived in. I am Yahweh, and there is no one else. I have not spoken in hidden places, down in some dark cave in the earth. And I have not told Jacob's children, look for me in some empty desert. I, Yahweh, speak out what is right, and declare openly what is just. Come, meet together. Come close, those of you who fled from Gentiles, you fools, carrying your wooden idols in processions and praying to gods that cannot save you. Come forward and plead your case, and ask each other this: who predicted this from the beginning and foretold it from long ago? Was it not I, Yahweh, besides whom there is no God? No, there is no God but I, to restore rights and save a people. So turn to me and be secure, everyone in all the ends of the earth, because I am God, and there are no other gods. And I have sworn by myself, pronouncing what is trustworthy, and giving my word that will not be broken, that every knee will bend to me, and every tongue will swear by me. And they will say, only in Yahweh is justice won and might preserved. And everyone who defies him will come before him in disgrace. But all the children of Israel will have their rights restored and find their glory in Yahweh. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. All Israel's children will celebrate the Master's gift of victory. Let us enter God's presence, singing for joy. Psalm 100. Shout with joy to Yahweh, every land. Serve Yahweh eagerly. Come into his presence, singing songs. Realize that it is Yahweh who is God. He is the one who made us, not ourselves. We are his people, the sheep in his pasture. So enter his gates with thanks, and go into his courts with praise. Show gratitude to him, and bless his name, because Yahweh is good. His mercy lasts forever, and his truth is with us for ages upon ages. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us enter God's presence, singing for joy. Reading, Ephesians 4:29-32. Not one dirty word should come from your mouth. What comes from it should be good and constructive for those who need it, so that what you say is a benefit to those who hear it. Do not make the Holy Spirit of God suffer. He was the one you were sealed with as a pledge of the day of your liberation. Rid yourselves of bitterness, anger, passion, screaming, cursing, and all evil, and be generous to each other and tender. Forgive each other as God has in the Prince forgiven you. As day dawns, please be merciful to me. As day dawns, please be merciful to me. Reveal to me the path that I must walk, and be merciful to me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. As day dawns, please be merciful to me. The Master has come to his people and set them free. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us, a work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them, because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master has come to his people and set them free. Through his cross, Master Jesus brought rescue to the whole human race. We worship him, and in faith we call out to him, Master, please pour your mercy over us. Our Prince, our rising sun, please warm us with your rays and hold us back from every evil impulse. Master, please pour your mercy over us. Please guard our thoughts, words, and actions, and make us pleasing in your sight today. Master, please pour your mercy over us. Please turn your eyes from our sinfulness and wash us clean of our vices. Master, please pour your mercy over us. Through your cross and return to life, please fill us with the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Master, please pour your mercy over us. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask of you today. Master, please pour your mercy over us. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Dear God, our Father, since you have conquered the darkness of ignorance by the light of your word, please strengthen within our hearts the faith you have given us, and never let temptation quench the fire that your love has kindled in our souls. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you and the Holy Spirit, as one God, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.